Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right, we're going to have a limited time here with Neil, but I'll take any time I can get. Sir, welcome.
I apologize for the delay on the start, but I'm good to go here.
Good. No, that's fine. Hey, whenever I can get you, I'll take you. Preseason one in the books, what did you learn?
I think we saw the benefits of the depth the Steelers have added in the last couple drafts. They had a lot of I saw a lot of athleticism. I saw a lot of explosion. A lot of guys all over on both sides of the ball that can make plays on the field. I don't know how much you really want to take away from a preseason game, but when the rubber meets the road, it's athletic competition, and we saw several younger guys getting the best of their counterparts. I mean, Nick Herbig is probably the one that stood out the most. You've probably seen him play a lot more than I have, but I don't know if he ended the career of that right tackle or not, but he beat that guy on every play. I mean, it wasn't even close. I don't know if he's a year one producer for the Steelers, but you have to like that kind of explosion, that kind of get off. We saw good things from Kenny Pickett. I think that you look at a player like that in the second year, you wanted to see that kind of performance from him. I know the touchdown pass was probably more run after the catch than anything, but that was a great throw. He put it right where he needed to. It looked like it had a little more velocity than I'm used to seeing out of Kenny Pickett. So, an encouraging game in a lot of ways. I mean, perhaps not so much the the unfortunate debut of another Big Ten guy, Tanner Morgan, but I don't think anybody really views him as a legitimate, roster hopeful. Things kind of fell apart when he went in the game, but you saw good things out of key players. Keanu Benton, I thought, looked fantastic. That's a guy they expected to play pretty early on in his career. The defensive line in general, DeMarvin Leal, I thought, had another great preseason game going into his second year. Some great things all around, I thought. It's good to see them bolstering the depth that they had to replenish just a couple years ago when they weren't playing like this in a preseason game. In fact, I'd say they even look more like the Bucs than they would have the 2023 Steelers.
Anthony Richardson's already been named the starting quarterback for the Colts. And Brock Purdy, according to Kyle Shanahan, would have to faint on the field to lose the job to Trey Lance in San Francisco. It's interesting with young quarterbacks, isn't it?
It is. The word choice that Shanahan used, I thought, was really interesting. We looked over that this morning before we wrote up that story. That's pretty concrete. I mean, usually you tend to kind of find coaches will play it coy if they're talking about it, or they will do exactly what Shane Steichen did and just announce the guy as your starter. I thought that Shanahan did everything he possibly could except announce him. And you've seen a lot of buzz lately from media types, and a few have had inside sources that really don't paint an optimistic picture for Trey Lance starting that week one game against Pittsburgh. I was surprised, honestly, and yes, part of this is, as an NDSU alum, I would have thought that, Trey Lance by now would have at least been an all-pro player, but apparently he's just not getting it done, and I understand why Shanahan would hype up Brock Purdy a bit. Post-injury, he's their guy. He's done a lot for them, but it's really surprising to me that they would all but name him to be their starter in an open competition between a healthy, healthy-ish Purdy and, I would think anyway, a healthy Lance. For that not to have happened, I think, is kind of a surprise to me, if that is, in fact, is the direction that Kyle Shanahan wants to go. As far as Purdy goes, I think we'll see a lot of interesting things from him as the season goes on, but I enjoy watching him play. I think that's probably the right move in Indianapolis. This is a couple year rebuild for them. And a lot of good things that he can do on the field.
I know it was a short window, but it was still worth it. Thank you so much, my friend.
Definitely. Thanks for having me, guys.